This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX Nifty is suggesting that we're going to have a strong gap up, opening up about 80-90 points to begin trade this truncated week. Tomorrow, remember, markets are shut on account of Guru Nanak Jayanti. But this morning, things are looking upbeat. Let's tell you why. One, US markets closed out the week with strength. They snapped a four-day losing streak to end Friday higher with a gain of 1.3%. The focus will be on the US midterm elections on Tuesday and the CPI inflation print on Thursday. The Indian markets have been resilient. They've been outperforming the global markets. In fact, last week was the third consecutive weekly gains for our markets, and despite the turmoil in the global markets. The key support for our markets will be 17,950. That was Thursday's low. So traders are expecting this support level to hold. On the way up, we will be eyeing our all-time high levels. The FIIs are back in the Indian markets, and they've been buying vigorously in the cash market. On Friday, they bought 1,436 crore worth in the cash market, making it the seventh consecutive day of buying in the cash market. The DII selling was restricted at about 548 crore, which means the net institutional buy was about 1,000 crore. The earnings season over the weekend has also been strong. State Bank of India, ROA, return on assets, crossing that 1% mark for the first time ever, highest ever quarterly profit, led by a 19-quarter high loan growth. The bank has been gaining market share. The street is going to like these numbers. Bank of Baroda as well reported very strong numbers ahead of what the street was anticipating. TVS Motors has reported a revenue beat, margins above 10% for the fourth consecutive quarter. Britannia numbers were also good, volumes in line with street expectations, though there has been an increase in the debt. Titan numbers too have come in ahead of expectations. So the street was expecting revenues of about 8,500 crore versus that. Titan has reported revenues of more than 8,700 crore. Profits too at 857 crore, higher than the poll of 770 crore, led by a beat on margins. But the only question is that the valuations are at about 63, 64 times forward multiple, so that could restrict some of the upside perhaps in Titan Industries. So we've entered the last leg of the earnings season this week. We'll await numbers from Coal India, Tata Motors, M&M, LIC, Zomato over the next couple of days. It's also going to be a busy week for primary markets as four IPOs open up. So watch out for them. Arcane Chemicals, Five Star Business Finance, Keynes Technology and Inox Green Energy. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.